You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. Gusts could be reaching up to 50 miles an hour. Temperatures are expected to drop as winds pick up. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine's City Council last night voted to give the council president, not the mayor, the power to appoint committee members. The mayor does retain veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. A 41-year-old convicted sex offender living near Knapp Elementary was arrested for possessing child sex abuse material. He faces multiple charges, including possession of child pornography. Senator Bernie Sanders will speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts. And upcoming elections in Racine and Kenosha include contests for city council seats and school board positions. Voters can learn more about the candidates through the Racine County Eye's Get to Know the Candidates section. Learn more at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Anora was the big story at the Oscars this year, and if you haven't seen it yet in theaters or on pay-per-view, you'll soon have an opportunity to stream it. Anora was nominated for 6 Oscars and won 5. The film also made history as director Sean Baker tied the record for winning the most Oscars in one night by one person. He's in pretty good company, too. The record was held exclusively by Walt Disney until Sunday night. If you want to see what all the fuss is about, check out Anora on Hulu March 17th. In case you haven't heard, word has gotten out that Adrian Brody's partner that he mentioned in his lengthy acceptance speech, which I believe is still going on.
There's so many people to thank. I will really try and be as brief as possible.
I thought so. Brody also mentioned Georgina's 2 teenage children that she had with Weinstein. Weinstein is serving a 23-year prison sentence for rape and sexual assault, really hoping the kids got the mother's genes and talk less than Brody. Kieran Culkin is now an Oscar winner, having won the award for Best Supporting Actor last Sunday night. However, if Culkin had his way, someone else would have won. Just 2 weeks before the film written by Jesse Eisenberg was to start shooting, Culkin said he almost quit because the last season of Succession went on longer than anticipated and he wanted to spend time with his family. Culkin also won the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance. Being a good dad only goes so far. Speaking of the Culkins, Kieran Culkin has come a long way from playing Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay. Macaulay attended after parties with his wife Brenda and said he knew his younger brother was going to win because of where they sat him in proximity to the stage. The older Culkin was asked if he would see his brother later that night, and his response was, "I'm not sure. He's a busy guy." He's now Academy Award-winning actor Kieran Culkin. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothy Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rain is likely today. We could end up with another 1 to 2 tenths of an inch through the afternoon, and then the rain will switch to snow and it will become windy. Snow amounts will be generally light, but the wind could create areas of blowing snow at times. Our high today, 46, with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.